good morning, everybody. Welcome back into the buzzer beater here this morning on KXEO. And big thanks to Chase Samuelson for joining us, talking a little bit of bowling. We're going to switch it up to the hardwood and talk a little bit of Mexico basketball this morning. DJ Long, senior, and you signed your letter of intent yesterday. You're going to Kansas City Community College. Where's that at, first off? Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a little outside of Kansas City, you know, the city part, but it's in Kansas. So it's like a little out of state, but not too far.
Nice. You've been able to go over and visit and talk to your coach over there. We didn't get to talk to your coach yesterday, but what kind of, you know, attracted you to Kansas City Community College? I'm sure you visited a couple of other schools, right?
Yeah, really just their culture, like their style of play. You know, it kind of matched what we do here in Mexico. The defensive side, they really want you to sit down and guard. Offense, they want to push the ball in transition. If you got a guy that can't really guard you, stay in front of you, just go right past them, you know, go score, stuff like that. And then the teammates and stuff, yeah, they're really enjoyable for me, and that's just one thing that I was looking for.
Very nice. Are you going to live over in Kansas City while you attend college there?
Yeah, I'll be living in
that. I think that the more important part is he going to live in Kansas or is he going to live in Missouri?
Right. Right.
Well, yeah. I'm kidding. Are you going to live? You going to live on? I don't even know if they have campus housing. Do they? It's been. Yeah. I've been there, but it's been forever
they
ago.
Do. It just got built, so I'll be in the new dorms.
Nice
for all the athletes and stuff. Yeah.
Are you excited to be going out on your own a little bit and you know, getting over to college? What's
Damon's moving in with you.
Damon's coming along. He didn't tell me that.
Okay. He's like, no.
I'm a little excited. You know, I still got friends here, so it'll be hard, you know, leaving them. But I'm gonna try to enjoy the summer with them as much as I can. But for the most part, I'm going to be ready. You know, my mom's and dad's still going to be here, but I'll still see them a lot. You know, FaceTime and all that's still available. So, you know, I'll be fine.
You're going to come back and visit person, too, because we got to bother you every once in a while and have you get up early and come into the sports show.
Yeah.
So, you know, that'll be terrific. We really haven't had a chance to talk to you since the basketball season. We talked to Aiden Kniffel last week a little bit about Vashon. That was the last game that you played. What are your thoughts about that Vashon game and that Vashon team as a whole?
No, I feel like me and my guys, we competed at a very high level that game. It just came down to, you know, a few missed shots and turnovers, and that was really it. You know, we were tied at halftime, but then after the halftime, it kind of slipped away from us. But I feel like if we were to do it all over again, I feel like we'd be right in the same spot with those guys, you know, even better than after halftime, we'd still be close. But it just came down to missed shots and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. You've participated in AAU basketball most of your playing career. My son's done a little bit of that. What are your thoughts about AAU? Do you think that kids should at least be involved in something whenever they're out of school, basketball-wise, just to keep their skills sharpened up? What are your thoughts about that?
I would say the AAU experience is good for kids. I would say that, once your high school season ends, if you're not doing anything during the summertime, I'd say go play for a summer team, you know, for AAU, just to, you know, stay in shape, stuff like that, and make sure, like, you're tightening up your skills, all that. So, yeah, I feel like AAU is good for people, yeah.
All right, NBA playoffs going on. Who's your pick to win the NBA championship this year?
Oh, the Thunder.
The Thunder. Okay, yeah. I was hoping to get a New York Knicks plug in here this morning, but no love for New York. Thunder, do
Rangers,
look pretty good.
Knicks, no.
Oh, for hockey, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You play a little bit of Madden at the house, right?
Yeah.
You play your dad
a little bit
at Madden.
Yeah. Oh, come on now, a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah,
all right.
Just a little, yeah.
So his team is always Dallas Cowboys. Who's your team in the NFL?
You know, I feel like the Cowboys is a family thing, so I'd say I'd shift over to the Cowboys too. You know, so I don't really like watch the NFL like that, but you know, when I'm in my room, I hear them cheering on, yelling at the TV, stuff like that, whenever they do bad stuff. So yeah, I'd say the Cowboys.
Or crying whenever they lose, but you know, that will happen sometimes too to the Cowboys. So who's your team whenever you play Damon on Madden? I'm sure he's picking Dallas. Who are you picking?
I'll be picking the Eagles whenever he picks the Cowboys.
The Eagles, to counter. That's ouch. And who wins most of the time? Because we want to get that out there this morning.
Uh-oh. Wow.
I think the series, he's up 2-1.
He's up? I was going to say. He's up 2-1.
Trying to start a family war.
Oh, no. Man. Well, DJ, you know, you're going to be graduating here in a week, and it's been a great run with Mexico basketball. I want to say congratulations to you on your career and want to wish you the best of luck in college.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for getting up early this morning and coming and visiting us on the buzzer.
We didn't doubt you. We knew you were going to be here.
We knew.
You
know, we knew.
It got to 8:29. We still weren't doubting you. We knew you were going to be punctual.
That's right. Absolutely.
We said 8:30? 8:30 it is, baby.
He's always on time with the 3D3, DJ Long. And thank you so much for coming in. We'll be back, and we're going to talk Cardinals. We're going to talk Mizzou softball. We'll talk Kansas City Royals. It's all coming up next on the Buzzer Beater.